Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
I'm holding up. I think it's the peace sign or with both hands, and very excited. I woke up very excited this morning to talk to my men. I've always wanted to have a group of men. Not really, but still. How many men am I going to have? You know, how many men are going to be tuning in? You all are going to be most definitely my men. You're going to belong to your angelic karma. So if you feel that you don't belong to a woman, that's about to change. Now you belong to me like that. So I woke up feeling very excited and good morning. I hope you all had a good night's rest. I'm pretty sure many of you were out like with your friends last night, maybe out dating with someone special or just relaxing, laid back, chilling out. I like talking to men. It feels comfortable. It feels very natural. It gives me tingles like that. And because I have a lot of questions and I feel that I relate to men quite well. I have a lot of questions about the way that you think, and they're romantic, they're sexual, they're related to a multitude of things. And I feel great talking to you all. How big is my harem going to be? Will there be 10 of you? Will there be 20? Will there be 100? How many can I actually handle like that? How many of you all would navigate towards the show and would tune in and listen? That's yet to be seen, but I'm most definitely enjoying the process. And I'm pretty sure those of you that have your mothers or your the mother of your children, the aunt, the woman that is near and dear to you that was a mother figure, you're saying like she could be on your mind and you're like, Feliz Dia de las Madres, Happy Mother's Day, like that. Paying them the appropriate recognition like that. So is now the question is the question is okay, what when I talk to you all, I'm giving you all food for thought so that you can think a little bit and understand that there are women like me. Well, I want to know what makes you tick emotionally, mentally, physically. Like, what sparks you? What does it for you emotionally, mentally, physically? What prompts you is the question today to initiate communication with a woman that you come across. What prompts you to want to initiate some type of exchange that could lead to a romantic relationship like that? And I know that it's not personality, because you don't know anyone's personality until you get to know them. So when you first see someone, you know nothing about their personality. So what prompts you to initiate communication, to introduce yourself, to let the person know that they've piqued your interest? What is piquing your interest about that specific woman, that specific person? What's piquing your interest? What is it about that woman, that person, that isn't about the other woman, the other person, that isn't piquing your interest? So what's moving you towards her to want to gather your bearings or gather your courage or demonstrate your courage and communicate? What is it? You know, and is it because you don't know the personality? you don't know anyone's personality until you truly get to know the person. So that would be later into the future. So what's attracting you? What is it that is attracting you? I'm gonna think and not answer the question for you, of course, but I'm gonna just think that for me, because I'm pretty sure some of you that are listening are thinking, okay, with you being a woman, what's attracting you? What will after the man makes his move, what is attracting you towards him to make a move back? Okay, about him. What's attracting me about him to make a move back? Well, it would be a combination of physical attributes because I wouldn't know anything about his personality. So it would be a combination of physical attributes. So because that's all I would know about him after he's made a move and I look in that direction. I just see the physical person. I don't know the personality until I can't guess the personality. So I don't know the personality until after the conversation, after I get to know him. So it would, for me as a woman and a very visual one, I'm a very visual person, it would be a combination of physical attributes, physical qualities that move me to want to respond like that. Okay, that's keeping it light. We're 6:48. Well, that's keeping it light, to the point, a little bit of food for thought to my men, to my fellas, like that. And that kind of also gets you all into knowing what has led you into the relationship, your relationships in the past, and what is leading you now as it relates to your future relationships. For those of you that are single and on the market like that. Okay, that's all I want to share. Until next time, enjoy your day. Have a wonderful day. If I could, I would kiss all of you on the cheek. And I like men with rough facial hair at times. Until next time, thanks for listening. Bye. That's my take on it. Bye.